and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this Thursday, April 23rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The Perry Johnson campaign filed a lawsuit yesterday against gubernatorial candidate U.S. Congressman John James and his campaign for governor. Alleging election law violations for not making it clear that James is a gubernatorial candidate and not the governor. The complaint filed in Ingham County Circuit Court by one-time Republican Attorney General candidate Matt DiPerno on behalf of Perry Johnson's campaign claims James' campaign materials falsely implies that he is the incumbent governor by referring to him as John James Governor. This has occurred in television ads, digital media ads, social media, and even their campaign materials. Now, what's in question is basically the logo. They have the shape of a badge with an American flag in the top half, stars and stripes, red, white, and blue, white stars, white stripes, with a black helicopter. Well, of course, we all know John James was a helicopter pilot for the Army. Then in the middle, there's a band that says John in red letters, James in blue letters, and right below it, it says governor. It doesn't say for governor or candidate for governor. It says governor. Perry Johnson says Michigan law is clear. Candidates cannot mislead voters into believing that they're an incumbent governor when they're not. James's entire strategy is based on deceiving voters by avoiding debates and acting already if he is the governor, not even the Republican nominee. A message seeking comment from the James campaign has not yet been returned. Michigan makes it a misdemeanor for candidates who use materials giving the false impression that they're the incumbent. The seat is currently held by Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who cannot run again. Perry Johnson's complaint seeks declaratory and injunctive relief to immediately halt the use of deceptive campaign branding that the Johnson campaigns argues is intended to mislead the voters. So the lawsuit has been filed and will be heard in Ingham County Circuit Court. Kind of an interesting lawsuit. Actually, kind of an interesting choice as to who they had file it. Kind of interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, there's some other news out there where the John James campaign is having a group go after Perry Johnson. This is going to be a very interesting story as well. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. This segment brought to you by Missy at My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek, Michigan. She wants you to get looking good for summer. She's offering a Trucker Randy family radio discount. Give her office a call to schedule a free conversation with her. That phone number, folks, for you to call directly to her office in Battle Creek, 269-964-4044. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. She will absolutely call you, give you some questions, ask you about yourself, and explain to you how she can make you look good before this summer. It's that simple. It works. It works for everybody. If it doesn't, she'll refund every penny, but she absolutely loves you guys and wants you looking good for summer. 269-964-4044. If you want to see my fat pictures of Trucker Randy before and after, go to her website, truckerrandyhealth.com. In other news, an entity, American Works Funds, has filed a formal complaint with the Bureau of Elections concerning Perry Johnson's 2026 petition signatures for possibly having the same problems they had back in 2022. The nonprofit organization concerned with the integrity of American elections filed a written objection and a request for a thorough canvas, not a sampling canvas, a thorough canvas of Perry Johnson's nominating petition sheets that were filed with the Bureau of Elections. Jackson Gross, campaign manager for John James, said, "John James is ready to take on any opponent on this ballot and win the right way. We sincerely hope that Perry Johnson's campaign did not again engage in petition fraud. That said, the repeated involvement of the same consultants is questionable. Ballot operations, this does raise red flags." Back in 2022, Perry Johnson's campaign submitted roughly 23,000 signatures to qualify to be on the Republican primary ballot. The Bureau of Elections had to throw out 9,393 of them, ruling that 6,983 of them outright fraudulent. Johnson was removed from the ballot. The James campaign noted that even though Perry Johnson brands himself as the quality guru, his campaign's quality check on those nearly 23,000 signatures was not a form of his critical review, and it should have been done. One of the People versus Wilmoth, was later convicted of election fraud. Well, back in January, John James announced his freedom from corruption agenda to right the ship in Lansing after nearly a decade of failed Democrat policies, ripe with fraud, waste, abuse, and corruption. Lansing is a mess, an endless cycle and revolving door of corruption and dishonesty. Authentic freedom for citizens of Michigan can only be achieved by restoring trust in our elected leaders, said John James. While those also turning in signatures that are in the process of being reviewed, Perry Johnson, John James, former Attorney General Mike Cox, former Speaker Tom Leonard, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, and the pastor Ralph Rebant. Those, if their signatures check out, will be on the ballot August 4th primary election. So kind of an interesting tit for tat going back and forth between Perry Johnson and John James. And if you look at this logo that they used as part of their lawsuit, very clear they violated election law. It says John James, governor. Well, to the average person who's not paying attention, they may think John James is the incumbent governor. And so that's why they sued. So, pretty interesting. We'll follow that and see where it continues to go. The Green Amendment would let voters decide on environmental rights protections. Two Democrats sponsored and formally introduced Senate joint resolution with the House, H, during the Earth Day press conference in Lansing. The resolution would amend the state constitution, and if approved by two-thirds of the legislature, would go to the voters for their final approval. A proposal that would embed environmental protections into Michigan's state constitution would give residents the fundamental right to clean air, clean water, and a stable climate, and the legal power to enforce those rights before damage occurs, according to the lawmakers and the advocates behind the resolution. Senator Sue Sink, Democrat from Dexter, said the amendment would declare that all people, including future generations, have an inalienable right to a clean and healthy environment, including clean water, air, and a stable climate. Would also require the state to act as a trustee of our natural resources, shifting its role from a regulator to being a steward. Senator Sink said the proposal is driven by gaps in current law that allow pollution under permitted activities, often leaving residents without any recourse until the harm is already done. Under current laws, they have no legal right to demand action, especially before pollution and I don't even understand that word. Why is that there? Okay, let's go with this. Degradation occurs. I'll be honest, I never even heard of that other word she used. Can't even pronounce it. Senator Sink said, citing groundwater contamination, especially industrial pollution in her own district, triggered her sponsoring this resolution. She pointed to longstanding contamination issues, including the spread of industrial pollutants into drinking water sources, as examples of where earlier legal intervention could have made a difference. The other state representative, McKinney, said the amendment would also force regulators to consider cumulative impacts. For example, the combined effect of multiple pollutants, rather than evaluating contaminants in their isolation. what he's talking about, basically, folks, you have two different contaminants. Well, right now, we analyze each contaminant separate. But if the contaminants together create a new third contaminant or a more powerful contaminant, we don't have the ability to examine that. McKinney went on to say, you cannot breathe toxins separately. You breathe them all together. Adding the measure is aimed at protecting overburdened communities that face disproportionate environmental risks. Advocates said that Senate Joint Resolution H would alleviate environmental protections to the same, elevate environmental protections to the same legal standing as constitutional rights, such as freedom of speech, allowing residents to seek court orders to stop harmful activity before it causes irreversible damage. Under the proposal, courts could issue injunctive relief if it was a constitutional right to a healthy environment, if it is being threatened, rather than waiting and having to require proof of harm after the fact. Maya Van Rossum of Green Amendments for the Generations said the amendment would give the people of Michigan a meaningful seat at the decision-making table and would require all levels of government to prioritize environmental protection. She noted similar amendments exist in Pennsylvania, Montana, and New York, and said Michigan could become the first state to explicitly include it as a constitutional right to a stable climate. Now we're starting to get into a gray area. What is a stable climate? Based on the ice storm we had last year, 2025, the extreme amount of snow, melt, and rain we've had this year, dams threatened, houses on the Black River completely underwater, big chunks of ice absolutely just going right through the houses. Unbelievable stories out there. Well, the stable climate, now we're getting into major gray areas. The resolution as presented must win two-thirds vote in both the House and the Senate chambers of the legislature and would need to be put on the ballot. Lawmakers said the goal is to let voters decide whether environmental protections should be treated as enforceable constitutional rights. Senator Sink closed the press conference with, "This will be a decision by the people." I can support all of it except for stable climate. I'm not even sure what they're talking about. Bottom of the Hour Newsbreak. We'll be right back.